From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Miller reporting. The United Nations Special Envoy on Syria said Wednesday that talks were continuing with Russia to implement a UN Security Council resolution passed last week that called for a ceasefire of 30 days in the war-torn country.
We discussed very much how to make sure that the 2401 should be fully implemented regarding Eastern Ghouta and the rest of Syria.
The UN and aid agencies criticized the unilateral arrangement for a daily humanitarian pause announced by Russian President Vladimir Putin, saying it gave no guarantees of safety for tens of thousands of residents of Eastern Ghouta, where they have been trapped for weeks under intense attack by the Syrian government. European Union Brexit negotiator Michel Barnier has unveiled the first draft text of the EU's legal agreement so far with Britain on the country's departure from the bloc next year. Bronwyn Benito has the details.
The 120-page document, which is subject to negotiation and will probably change significantly, sets out the progress made between the sides in legal language. It would form the basis of the final Brexit withdrawal treaty, which must be adopted before Britain leaves at midnight on March 29th, 2019. Bronwyn Benito, VOA News.
U.S. President Donald Trump's communications director Hope Hicks appeared Tuesday before a congressional panel probing his campaign's links to Russia. The House Intelligence Committee met behind closed doors for several hours with Hicks, but she declined to answer lawmakers' questions about her 13 months working with the White House. For additional stories as well as in-depth coverage, visit our website any time of day. This is VOA News. Tuesday, a federal judge dismissed legal challenges to President Donald Trump's desire for a wall along the Mexican border by the state of California and a number of environmental groups. Jeff Custer reports.
Three, two, one.
Apologies for that. President Trump praised the ruling, calling it a big win. Judge Gonzalo Curiel wrote that the plaintiffs failed to prove the administration overstepped its legal authority by ordering the wall. A faulty dengue fever vaccine has sent off mass panic over immunization shots and a political storm in the Philippines following the deaths of three children. Renato Reyes, Secretary General of the Manila-based Bagong Alyansang Makabaya Alliance of Social Causes, describes a consequence of the controversy.
It's become a great cause of concern. So much so that one of the unintended consequences of the whole issue is that there's been a drop in people availing of the vaccination programs.
The dengue fever vaccination, Dengvaxia, poses health risks to more than 700,000 schoolchildren who were inoculated, according to the Philippine House of Representatives Public Affairs Bureau. Students who survived one of the deadliest mass shootings in U.S. history are returning to school Wednesday as federal and state lawmakers continue to debate how to prevent young people from losing their lives in what they all agree should be the safe confines of the nation's schools. There have been no classes at Major E. Stoneman Douglas High School in Florida since a gunman killed 17 people there earlier this month. The massacre has reignited the long-running debate over U.S. gun laws. The White House announced Tuesday the U.S. is cutting about $8.3 million worth of aid to Cambodia because of recent setbacks to democracy in the Southeast Asian country. 3 months ago, the country's Supreme Court dissolved the opposition Cambodia National Rescue Party that disenfranchised thousands of Prime Minister Hun Sen's political opponents, sending some into exile. White House Press Secretary Sarah Huckabee Sanders.
These setbacks compelled the United States to review that assistance. Based on the review, the government will suspend or curtail several assistance programs intended to support the Cambodian government. I don't have anything further at this point.
Emergency teams in Papua New Guinea are continuing to assess the damage from Monday's powerful earthquake that killed at least 15 people. The 7.5 magnitude quake triggered landslides that knocked out power lines and damaged roads across a small Pacific island, cutting off access to communications to the interior highlands region, which is believed to have sustained the brunt of the damage. From Washington, I'm Steve Miller, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.